Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Exco, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to Starbucks, powered by Chris Gates Fitness. I'm your host, Anthony DiNardo. With me, we have Jim. Jim, as always, happy Monday, sir.
Happy Monday. Good morning. Good morning. Last week was daylight savings time, right? This week was MLB The Show. So it's kind of hitting me the same.
Back to back. You still haven't caught up.
Lack of sleep for back-to-back weekends, that's for sure.
Yeah. I hear it's a really good game. I really don't play it, but yeah, I hear it's a good game.
Yeah, it's been fun to play the last couple of days.
Well, good. Well, I hope you get more sleep in your future, sir, but probably not this entire week.
Yeah. I need to catch up. I need to act like an adult this week, I think.
No, you don't. But at any means, yeah, you're playing MLB The Show. It's still 7 o'clock in the morning. Like we talked about last week, like there's no business that we're up doing a podcast, but here we are. So let's get into the show. There's a good bit to talk about, you know, and I think a lot of positive stuff to definitely talk about. The Pirates this weekend added some pieces, one being an outfielder, Michael A. Taylor, we'll discuss. And I know we've definitely been talking about this rotation, you know, the lack of options, and there's a person who's kind of pitching his ass off right now, Jared Jones, we'll talk about. But I think we want to start with Michael A. Taylor.
Yeah. I mean, you say positive stuff to talk about. I don't know if Tyler would agree with you on that.
Tyler wouldn't. That's why he's off the show.
And we Tyler's are talking. Like, Tyler's not like the move. I love the move. Yeah. And I'd like to hear your thoughts. Cause I mean, when was that? Was that Friday? Yeah. It was like a Friday afternoon news dump when they dropped this stuff on us. So I made my thoughts known. My Wi-Fi was a little off that whole day. It even looks like it's a little off this morning. I don't know what's going on with it, but, I'm a huge fan of it. I've been a proponent of signing Michael A. Taylor this entire offseason. I thought he was just a really, really good fit for this team. You look at this outfield now, and you know Reynolds, Taylor, Suwinski probably going to get most of the starts, and you know there'll be a few others sprinkled in there. But that's a pretty good outfield. Like that's a solid major league outfield right there. And you've got two guys who are, you know, seasoned veterans in Reynolds and Taylor. And then you've got kind of an up and coming guy like Jack Sawinski, who I think is just going to keep getting better and better. All of a sudden now that outfield just looks very well established. Like there aren't really question marks in that outfield. Like, I mean, there's question marks to Sawinski on just like what kind of player he can be. But I don't think there's many question marks anymore on like if Jack Sawinski is a good baseball player. Like, I think he's a good baseball player. It's just like, how good is he and how consistent can he be? But yeah, those three, that's a good major league outfield. You're not going to see too many outfields, especially not in the NL Central. They're going to beat that one out.
Yeah. So I guess I put it this way. You know, hearing Tyler's talks, right? I disagreed with a lot of stuff he said also. But I guess, like, if I'm going to squint hard enough to kind of understand where he's coming from and understand this, like, when you say you're very excited, I don't think, like, Michael A. Taylor is a move that should make you very excited. So, like, maybe that's part of, like, where he's coming from. You know, like, Michael A. Taylor still has, like, his lumps and stuff. And, like, he's still, like, a two-war player, like, at his ceiling, you know, which he's not consistently an all-star. Kind of been.
Yeah.
Right. Like, this isn't like you talked about. There was two guys. I was like, if you're not getting Bellinger, I was happy with Taylor. Right. He's not a Bellinger. You're like, if they got Cody Bellinger, I'm excited, if that makes sense. Getting Michael A. Taylor doesn't excite me in that same manner. But what I will say is I do like the deal. And I like the deal because of what it does for everybody else. Probably more than like Michael A. Taylor himself. Right. Because like he himself isn't the best bat. It's barely an average bat. Against lefties, he does match. Against righties, he's not that good. Which also, I will say, compliments Jack Sawinski, because where does Jack Sawinski fall? First lefties. So there is like a true platoon in that sense in itself, if you want to look at platoon-wise. I think Michael A. Taylor is better than a platoon player, right? I think his defense, unlike what Tyler said, is still very good. You know, will it decline some? Sure. But a declining Michael A. Taylor is probably better than Jack Sawinski at his best any day of the week at any age. So, like, that's also where I'm coming from on this as well.
Defensively, so, yeah.
Defensively, yes.
Defensively, yeah.
So, getting Jack Sawinski out of center into right field is something we talked about, and, like, you know, the possibility of adding Michael A. Taylor. Getting him into right field makes him a better player. Like, adding Michael A. Taylor and putting him in center field makes so many players on this team better without doing anything else. Jaswinski's now a better defender because he's in right field, where he grades out better. And you have a better center fielder there. And that helps out Brian. Like, his range is crazy, right? So, like, Brian Reynolds is now a better player. Jaswinski's a better player. Those pitchers that you're talking about that struggle are now better pitchers because, you know, how many more outs a week is Michael A. Taylor going to make that no one else could, right? So, like, everyone else around the team is now better because of Michael A. Taylor. And it's like himself doesn't have to be this great stud in center field. It's just he complements everyone so well. And that's why I like the deal. And 1 year, $4 million, take that all day long.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing to get upset about here. The Pirates got better by adding Michael A. Taylor. I think everything you just said is, you know, you hit the nail on the head. One interesting development, though, these past 2 days, and I don't know if it's just a coincidence or getting him some reps over there, or if this is like foreshadowing to what's going to happen, but Brian Reynolds has started in right field back-to-back days. So it almost makes you wonder, does Jack get pushed to left? Reynolds get put into right and Taylor into center? I don't know if that's what they're going to be rolling with, because I feel like that may actually be the better outfield alignment. Jack Sawinski's maybe a little bit more athletic than Brian Reynolds at this point in their careers. Not by a lot. Like, Brian Reynolds is no slouch. Like, it's not like he's like,
right,
you know, trudging along out there. Like, he's a very athletic player and he's more than capable in left. But, you know, you look at his numbers and maybe Reynolds is better suited to play right field, especially with, you know, a vast PNC Park, and Sawinski's better in left. Sawinski's arm also not like excellent, so maybe he plays better in left. Reynolds' arm also, though, not that great either. So, yeah, I'm kind of interested to see how they go with this outfield alignment. I'm not sure if it's necessarily Reynolds in left, Sawinski in right. They may swap those two around a little bit. I have a feeling they're all going to play really all positions a little bit too. Sawinski's not going to play 162 games when he's not playing. Reynolds will be in left when Taylor's not going to play center field for 162 games. So, you know, you're going to have Sawinski in center a few times. But I agree with you. Like, this makes everybody better. And yeah, Michael A. Taylor's no all-star, right? But the glove is elite. He's got an elite glove out in center field. He's going to be able to cover a lot of ground. PNC Park, it's always good to just have a really good center fielder and left fielder out there. And now you've got a pretty athletic outfield who can cover a lot of ground. There's nothing to dislike about this move. Nothing at all.
Yeah, very true. And that is kind of interesting. I'll say that. I don't know how much weight I put into it with Reynolds playing right field. I don't know if it's more or less like, you know, hey, we want some run in left field. So, hey, B-Ray, it's spring, you're in right field today. But there is some flexibility there, right? Like, it's unknown at this point in time. It could line up that way. I think actually something that's kind of interesting in this, you actually have three guys that play center field in your outfield also. Like, you talk about athleticism, and right, like, they're at different stages. Like, B-Ray's not as athletic right now as he was back when he was playing center field. But, like, that does show the athleticism of the outfield. All three of them were center fielders at one point.
Yeah.
And you mentioned how big, I mean, left field, we joke, is like another center field. So it's very important. Like, the Cutch and Marte years, it was very important to have two guys that were pretty athletic, had that range, because, you know, again, like, left field was another center field. So, you know, moving Jack out there might be more beneficial than having Reynolds at right. Because, like you said, too, it doesn't really matter who's in right field in that sense, because none of them have an arm. It's not like you're sacrificing, you know, like, wait. Jack's arm's so good, you can't take him out. Right? No, they're not. No one has a good arm. Michael A. Taylor's probably the best one.
Michael A. Taylor's got a good arm. Yeah. And there was a comment on there, Pitt City, what, you know, we've come a long way since Henry playing right field. And yeah, like, you look at this outfield now compared to what it was at the end of last season. You had a catcher playing right field who had never played the position before, who looked just lost, completely lost out there. So it's nice to see that they've really addressed that outfield now. And yeah, like, it's good. Like, that, name me a better outfield in the NL Central.
Yeah. I don't want to do that right now off the top of my head. I didn't think about that because, you know, we might sound very dumb and like, guys, you stupid idiots. You look at,
yeah, you know, I'm kind of going through and I'm like, who, let me look at these. Like, you know what? Yeah. We're on a podcast. Good. We can talk about whatever we want. Let's go through them. Chicago, Ian Happ, Mike Tauchman, and Seiya Suzuki. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Bellinger, they have him at first on this one. Cincinnati, Spencer Steer, Will Benson, Jake Fraley. Better than the Reds outfield, right?
Yeah.
Christian Yelich, Jackson Churio, that Garrett Mitchell. Yeah, it depends on how
just
good
because
Jackson
of those two.
Churio really is. Yeah.
But I think to your point, like, right now, penciling in the Pirates to be the safer one. There's more potential in Milwaukee.
Yeah. You know who were a lot better than?
The Cardinals.
Alec Burleson, Dylan Carlson, and Jordan Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good outfield. You compare it to the other teams in the division, and it stacks up near the top, if not at the top.
Like, the other thing that's nice about this too is like the depth it provides. You know, like, you talked about right field, like, who was going to be in right field? Like, was it going to be able to, like, Connor Joe, Palacios, Olivares, who actually is terrible defensively, we've talked about. So, like, Palacios maybe not on the team at all. You know, Olivares bumped down, Connor Joe bumped down, you know, like, more depth pieces where you want them to be. So, again, like, that's what makes this very nice also. You know, you're not overexposing those guys, especially defensively. So, yeah. So again, like this is just a very, very good move.
I agree. And here's another comment too. I just want to highlight, you look around the diamond. This is Null. You look around the diamond and it's hard to say you don't have a major leaguer at most positions now. I'd even argue this entire position core now, like they're major leaguers. The depth, the bench, every starter. Maybe Picero, you could argue, like, isn't a major leaguer on every team, but like you look around and we haven't seen that for a while where it's like, oh, everybody in this lineup is a major league baseball player who belongs on a major league team. And you're now seeing that this year, which is a giant step forward from, you know, there's that lineup has been going around on Twitter. I feel like all week, that like 2021 lineup with like Dustin Fowler leading off or whatever. But, yeah, like those days are over. Like these guys are all Major League Baseball players.
It just sucks that we have to celebrate that. Like it should, you know, again, right. We talk about the year five thing, but I mean, I appreciate it. And you're correct. I think you mentioned Picero, and absolutely correct. You know, like I don't know if we're ready to label him as a major leaguer yet, but I feel more comfortable with like Triolo. Let's put it that way. Like if it's not Picero, Triolo is going to be there likely. And we don't know how good of a major league player he is, but just defensively, like the Brian Hayes issue, like just defensively, he's a major leaguer, right? Just is he really like an everyday starter major leaguer, or is he like one of the utility guys because of his defense? You know, we'll find out. Right. But yeah, I mean, that's something to kind of celebrate here and be excited about, that like every person in this lineup belongs. And to go back a week ago, like I said, like talk me down, Jim, because that's one thing, like this lineup looks solid. You know, again, like if you can get excited, we'll talk about the rotation here, and you absolutely can have your concerns about the rotation and how it limits them, but like this lineup actually looks kind of solid. There's guys everywhere. And yeah, even though, you know, Michael A. Taylor's not that well against righties, you can still plug and play, you know, and like, and you're looking at, that's really like one hole in the lineup. Maybe two because of second base, right? Like outside of that, they're all competent hitters.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can also maybe Rowdy, right? Like maybe Rowdy, but 2.5 question marks.
Yeah. Fangraphs has their projected record now, 77.7 wins. So you want to round that up, 78
Think
wins.
About that.
Right. So that's not, you know, where you want to be, but that's, you're at least now no longer like a laughing stock. Like 78 wins, this is a Major League Baseball team, right? They deserve to be on the field with everybody else. You know, Pitt City, what here? Our rotation is suspect, but yeah, lineups for sure. And we'll get into the rotation here in a bit, but yeah, that's it right now. I don't think there's too many question marks on the offense. There are question marks, I think, as far as how good some certain people can be, but they've at least filled every position with someone that you feel comfortable with, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, like, this isn't an overly exciting team, a team that you look out there and say, yep, they're going to contend this year, but there are parts, you know, and like we said, like this lineup completes it, and a 78 win team they're projecting to be, that's far and above where they've been like the past few years. Like I know last year they were, but like there wasn't a whole lot of expectations this last past season. And again, like this one isn't great as far as contending, but like all we ask for so much is like competence. And yeah, I think they're above like just being competent. Like there, again, like there are some parts that does kind of excite you. Are they going to hit 500 this year? That's yet to see, right? 78 sounds about good. That's kind of what we've been talking about for a while. Again, like what we've seen this spring and now adding Michael A. Taylor, I just think what it does is it kind of just cements the floor being much higher than we felt it could be. The ceiling's still very much limited, right? But like this floor, you're feeling more confident that's going to be a 73 plus win team. You know, a few weeks ago before we saw guys in spring, before Michael A. Taylor was signed and such, could have been a 69 win team. Like, I could certainly see that. Now I feel it's much harder for them to get there. Like, this team's going to end up in the 70s. Minimum.
Yeah, I don't think this is a team that has any chance of losing 92 or more games. I don't think that's happening. So,
yeah, I feel completely fair about that.
Yep. Any more thoughts on Taylor?
Not really. No.
Cool. Well, before we get into our next segment, you heard at the beginning of the show, we announced it last week, but we've got a new show sponsor, Chris Gates Fitness. He's going to be on board with us, sponsoring Starbucks for the entire 2024 season. I'm excited. We're excited. Chris is a huge Pittsburgh sports fan. He's a friend of the show. He's sponsored some episodes in the past. He works with me. Personally, he's my online fitness coach, but he works with people kind of all over Pittsburgh, all over the world, building muscle, burning fat, and improving their health and fitness. So he's able to kind of tailor a program specifically for the person that he's working with, while helping you learn how you can sustainably manage your diet an exercise routine. So if you have a health or fitness goal and you'd like to finally get on a program that works, make sure you visit chrisgatesfitness.com/coaching to learn more about Chris and how he can help you out. If you are interested in signing up, again, chrisgatesfitness.com/coaching, be sure to mention Starbucks in your application. If you do that, 50% off your first month of coaching, DiNardo.
There you go. Pretty baby.
Cool. Yeah.
Starbucks with no K.
Starbucks with no K. I'm pretty excited too. I think I got an idea cooking for kind of this whole sponsorship that kind of plays along with the Pirates. I'm excited for once the season carrots? Starts. It could potentially involve carrots. Yeah. Oh. I was snacking on some carrots last night.
Make sure the wife knows. She might need some soup.
You know what? So for those not who knowing what happened here, last right. week I was snacking on some carrots. My wife wanted to make some soup. It's a vegetable soup with carrots. And she didn't have any carrots because I had snacked on all the carrots. So she got a little upset at me. But no, I made sure this past grocery trip we got like extra carrots.
Good. Load up ample carrots in the Rosati household. Very good. Yeah, I love it. It's like, you know, I could have been snacking on actual like chocolate or junk. I chose carrots. I did the healthy choice. Chris would be so proud of me. And yet somehow I still found a way to disappoint my wife.
Still, still my fault. Yeah.
Right. But good stuff. So again, like mentioned Starbucks, 50% off.
Yeah.
Cool, cool stuff. Chris does some great work. He actually throws out some really good videos on Twitter, like just for free and stuff too. Like I've been watching a lot of those also. Kind of getting inspired. I don't know. I mean, summer is coming. Maybe I'll have to put in some Starbucks and get 50% off here too. But yeah, like I said, check out his website as well. Check out his Twitter. Does a lot of really good stuff.
Absolutely. Big Pitt fan too. Huge Pitt fan who unfortunately had a bad day yesterday. Yeah. We won't get into that.
No, we won't.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Exco, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, let's go to the next topic here. Dan asks us, thoughts on starting pitcher, who takes the fifth position? I think Jones earned it. Well, hey, that's what we're going to talk about, isn't it? Isn't our next topic?
It is. Thank you, Dan, for transitioning for us.
It was a nice segue.
Dan,
there,
also Dan, part of the North Shore 9 team today. Yeah, great segue. So this is interesting. Before spring started, I think we're probably on board that, you know, Skeens isn't going to make the rotation. There's a lot of question marks. Jones, you know, Jared Jones has like his question marks as well, but like he's the guy you could see starting opening day. Skeens not, right? Like if there's going to be a prospect in the rotation that starts day one, even though Skeens probably could look the part, maybe Jones has that possibility, but still on the outside in, right? We also felt very uncomfortable about the options heading in. And, you know, spring started and you saw Roman Z and the velocity was there. Luis Ortiz looking a little bit better. Quinn Priester, you know, there's some things that you find that are appealing, but then they also all have their warts as well. Like none of those guys that you're hoping to come out and like win it is really doing their part to truly win it. They're okay. But Jared Jones is doing everything to say, get the hell out of my way. I'm in this rotation. Shut the hell up and give me the ball. Because the dude has, what now, 11.1 innings.
Yep.
Zero earned runs in that time. Just 5 hits. 10 strikeouts. 4 walks. Hitting 100 plus. Jim. Do we have a problem on our hands with Jared Jones? And a problem, I mean, in a good way?
I think we do. Yeah, I want to talk about his start this past week. It was, I think it got a little bit maybe overshadowed. It was a split squad. You know, the Pirates were playing at home on Pittsburgh Sportsnet with the other squad, and Jared Jones was on the kind of like the minor league team. It was basically Jack Sawinski and a bunch of reserves heading down to face the Braves. But the Braves put out a lot of their regulars. So I mean, you had Michael Harris II in there, Ozzie Albies, Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Marcell Ozuna, Orlando Arcia, Jared Kelenic, all those guys in the Braves lineup on Saturday night to face Jared Jones. And DiNardo, he mowed them down. Mowed them down. 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 walk, really never got into any sort of trouble whatsoever. Struck out 4. You mentioned he's at 11 1/3 now. 11 1/3 scoreless innings so far this spring, spread out over 5 games, 2 starts. He's going to get one more start this spring, right? He's going to have kind of one more opportunity. I don't know how you can leave him off. Like if you said that he was in the running, and I think someone on Twitter mentioned this the other day, like maybe did they make a mistake saying that he had a chance? Because like if you come out and say that Jared Jones is legitimately fighting for one of these rotation spots, how can you not give one to him based off of how he's looked? Like he's got to get a spot. And there's other reasons to go along with it. Like there's the whole additional draft pick that he could possibly get you at some point. I don't know if Jared Jones is the caliber of player that's going to get you an additional draft pick. I mean, it could happen, but I don't think that's why you make this move. I think you make this move because he's one of your 5 best available starting pitchers right now. Another thing to kind of watch too is his innings, right? Like he's 122-ish innings, 126 innings last 2 years. At, you know, at a major league level, put, you know, 30, 32 starts, you're probably going to push that quite a bit. And I think you can, just depending on how effective he's going to be when he does that. But again, you can kind of, if you need to here to limit his innings throughout the course of the year, we're going to have some available arms come June and July. If you need to watch Jared Jones's innings for a little bit, you could just like, hey, take a little breather every now and then. Maybe for the month of July, you're a reliever. That all-star or something like break. All-star break. Yeah, so there's a lot of ways to kind of watch his innings count because it could potentially get up there and be a problem. But yeah, this guy's good enough to be in your rotation right now. We talk about the other guys in who are fighting for this spot, and none of them have looked remotely as good as Jared Jones. So yeah, Jared Jones needs to be in this rotation come opening day. He's one of your five best options.
It's kind of that simple. It's really, really simple. And that people like to overcomplicate these things. You talked about the mentioning that he's fighting for a spot. And yeah, like you can't say that and he goes out and does what he does. Like he hasn't given up a run. He's given up five hits. He's clearly the better looking pitcher right now. I guess there would be an argument if like Quinn Priester was tearing it up, you know, and Luis Ortiz or Ronzi, you know, like two thirds of those were like, just like, hey, you know what, Jared, you've done great. These guys are already here. They had the inside track. Like they're doing well too. Honestly, you know, you earned it. You did everything you could. I appreciate it. But you know what? We're going to send you on to Indy. That's not the case. That's not what's happening. You know, like Quinn Priester still has. Now, he looked good his last start. We talked about he looked good for like 75% of his start before that. But he blew up. You know, everything blew up in his face. And he looked terrible that inning and got shelled. Luis Ortiz, like, just doesn't look like that dude. Ronzi still has so many problems right now. Like, nobody else is earning that to this degree. So, yes, like to me, at this point in time, if I had to make that decision, Jared, you're going up. For all the reasons you mentioned, he's one of the best five, you're going up. But it's also just the point, too, where like you say, like he's probably not the type of player to earn that Rookie of the Year status, right, to earn all those accolades and such and get the Pirates that draft pick and get him some more money and such. Probably not, but I'm going to allow him to prove it to me because, like, what if I don't, like, what if Jackson Chourio just is terrible, right? He just has this monumental struggle his rookie season. You know, like, you get on the list, and who knows, like, maybe Jared Jones, it's not probable. I get it, but I'm going to give you the chance because you've earned it today. So go find out. And as we talk time and time and time again, Jim, if it just isn't working, you don't have to manipulate. And I'm going to say manipulate because that is what it is. Like, you don't have to manipulate in April. You can do it in July. You can do it in August. You can do it down the road also if you're that worried. And then you bring up the innings limit, and that's a very valid point. Like if he's not in the running, like if you're looking at it as June, he's like, all right, like you've done well. You're still in the rotation. But like, hey, Jackson Chourio, he's running Rookie of the Year. Like we're not even like looking at this. It's not going to happen. All-star break comes. Like you probably don't need a fifth starter for how long. They did it to Rowanzi, right? You want to limit the innings. You option them back down to AAA. You just regain the service time. You can do it in July when things are shaking out more. And just like you said too, for this team specifically, it kind of works out because about that time, is Paul Skeens ready? Is JT ready? Is Burrows ready? Right? Like you have a lot of reinforcements coming. You can play, you can do a lot. So to me, what this team needs is arms to get them through July. Jared right now looks like one of them. So do the right thing and make this club better in April.
Yeah, that was a nice little soliloquy. I mean, I agree with everything that you said. They need arms, especially this first half of the year, and Jared Jones has to be one of them. He's one of your better options. Like I understand sending Skeens down. I get it. Like that's what I would do too at this point. But with Jared Jones, it's different. He's got 3 full seasons basically of minor league play under his belt. He's got almost a half of a year, 3/4 of a season in AAA. Like he's ready to go. And he's shown this spring that he's just as good, if not better, than all your other options. So yeah, let's go with it.
I want to mention something here. Bring up a comment. This is with Nolan. Says, I'm certainly not against it. Just don't want to have him come up, get shelled, and lose his confidence. We need him to pan out long term too. Nothing against you. Nothing against you here. But what I want to say, generally speaking, and I know I've said this before, stop it. Like just stop that mentality. I need it to end today. Because just like we said, if it's not working out, you can send him back down. Like this isn't the, if you send someone up, they have to stay no matter how much they struggle, and you have to just kill them as a player. If it's the middle of May and he doesn't have it, you can send him back down. That's the lovely part of options. You can do it in March, or you can do it in April, or you can do it in May, or June, July, August, September, whenever you want, right? But the other thing too, like keep saying, is like people get better through perseverance. Like the struggles is what enables them to get better. Is O'Neal Cruz the better player today because he struggled when he came up and found his flaws and found out what he needs to do differently? You know what I mean? Like through your struggles is how people get better. Most people have to struggle, especially if you think about athletes, right? All these people have been the elite of the elite. They've always just been good. They've never been bad. They have to face those struggles to get better, most likely. So I just hate, and he says, I can't help it. I get it. Like, I get it. But like, I hate people who are just so afraid to see struggling and think it's a negative thing. No. I want to see it and get it out the way now. That way, when it matters in July, August, September, you've gone through it.
Yeah, I think everybody wants their prospects to come up, hit the ground running, and not struggle at all, right? But that just doesn't happen. There are very few young baseball players who are going to come up and not struggle at some point or look overmatched. You look at pretty much every single player the Pirates have called up ever. I can't recall too many people who just didn't struggle at all. Everybody's going to go through a learning curve, especially right now. Like the jump between AAA and Major League Baseball right now in 2024, it's the biggest jump that I can recall between the two leagues. They're heads and shoulders different from each other when it comes in terms of talent. So yeah, like you've got to make the jump eventually. You're not going to ever be ready for major league pitching for major league hitting as a pitcher until you face major league hitting. So like he's got to do it. He's got to go through it. And you know what? Even if he struggles, I think the talent is still there and it's good enough that he can still get by. Like Jared Jones struggling, maybe giving up 3 runs in 5 innings. Or maybe he gives up 4 runs in 5 innings, right? Which is a bad start. But guess what? You're still not out of the game completely. So I think the guy's talented enough that he's not going to like completely blow up. But yeah, you can't be afraid that your prospects are going to fail, because guess what? They're going to. And like you mentioned before, it's how they learn. I mean, O'Neal Cruz, you're seeing the adjustments that he's made. Henry Davis, you saw last year him come up and struggle. What did he do all offseason? He worked his ass off to get better at the things that he struggled with. Now, is it going to pan out? So far, it's working in spring training, right? But is it going to pan right out in regular season? We'll see. But yeah, I mean, struggling at the major league level helps these guys understand what they need to do to succeed. So you shouldn't hold prospects down in the minors just because you're worried about their fragility. You know, they're pretty tough. These guys are mentally tough at this point. They've been playing baseball for a while. It's a game of failure. It's a game entirely built on failure. They know how to handle it, I think, by this point. And if they can't, yeah, they're not going to be good major leaguers anyways.
And like to take it away a more national scene and just, you know, away from Pirates itself, who also hasn't had like any really, really good rookies yet. Like J-Rod, you know, Julio Rodriguez, and that's been mentioned, like he won Rookie of the Year. He was bad in April. Like, it didn't start clicking for him until like around like May 12th-ish or whatever. He was just bad, right? So again, like to prove, like some people need that, that you need to find what you need to make adjustments on, because you can't just get by on your talent right now facing a bunch of 22-year-olds that aren't going to make the majors. So yeah, I know we went a little deep onto that, but stop being so afraid. Stop babying all these prospects because you're just so afraid of the boogeyman going to take them away and just steal their confidence like Space Jam. Like, it's just not going to happen. All right? It's not. So let them go out there and play. They're athletes. They're the most competitive people in the entire world. Let them compete.
Yeah. Well put.
All right. So I think we're both on board. At this point, Jared Jones making the team. But maybe just talk like on a macro level. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I would say unless they go out there and sign Jordan Montgomery or something this week. Actually, even then, he's still probably making the team because you got to ramp Jordan Montgomery up. So, Jared Jones is one of your top five options. You got to start with him.
Yeah, I'm with it right now. But yeah, I guess what I want to say, just real lightly to wrap it up here. Like on a macro level for the pitching, the guys that are fighting, Rowan Z, Ortiz, Quinn Priester. Like any thoughts on those three?
I think Rowanzi makes the team. I don't think he makes the rotation. I'm not ready to give up on his talent quite yet. You have to either make up some phantom injury, right, and send him to the IL. I don't know if they'll do that. Although they have done that in the past. I think Rowanzi makes the bullpen. And then so that final spot, Ortiz or Priester. And I mean Priester's probably looked better this spring, right? But then you like, how much does spring count over like overall quality of work throughout their careers? And then, you know, you're probably giving the edge to Ortiz a little bit. That's a battle for sure. I think Jones is in this rotation. And then now that final spot is down to Priester or Ortiz. And I think right now I'm going Ortiz still, just because he's shown it at a major league level. And even last year when he struggled quite a bit, like he was still, like overall, you look at his numbers, he was still actually kind of competent. Like he wasn't Priester bad, right? So I would be okay with sending Priester to AAA to just be like, hey, is what you're showing me during spring training real? If Priester's dominating in Indianapolis for the first 3 or 4 weeks and Ortiz is struggling, then you can swap him. That's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm also okay if they go the other direction. Like if they go Priester over Ortiz, I'm good with that. Fleming also, you could throw his name in the mix as a potential guy. He hasn't looked excellent, but he hasn't looked terrible. He's just kind of been there and he's given you innings. I do think Josh Fleming makes the team in some capacity. I think I like him more in like a long relief role than starting games. But then maybe they just get creative with that last spot. Like maybe that last spot is, hey, Fleming and Priester or Fleming and Ortiz, your job is to go out there and give us 6 innings between the two of you somehow, right? So I could see them going that route too, where they pick a righty, they pick a lefty, they piggyback them together. So you're seeing kind of different views, and their job is just to make sure you get through 6 innings.
Cool. I like that last part. I like that. I think that that's something they're going to do this year. They're going to find, I don't know exactly what it is, if it is that last part that you mentioned or something else we haven't really discussed, but I do think they'll get more creative in how they utilize their pitching. I like all that. I think Roman Z, I'm putting in the bullpen as well. To me, Quinn and Ortiz are just kind of, to me, they're right here, neck and neck. I think with Quinn, he's trended better, if that makes sense, but I still worry about the longevity. Like again, like his struggles come the second and third time in the batting lineup, and we haven't really seen that yet. So like he's been in his best, so I'm not ready to like stamp him as, oh yeah, he's finding his way. because he can go to Pittsburgh and now he's pitching into the fourth and fifth inning and just blowing up. And like you said, like Jared Jones might give up four, you know, or three and five innings, and Quinn Priester is now giving up seven. And that's like kind of the difference, right? So yeah I don't know. I'm still kind of struggling on who I like out of Ortiz and Quinn Priester right now, but I think Quinn Priester's trending nicely. So like Tyler said, I'm thankful there's still some more days left and some more starts to really make my decision on them too.
Yeah, it's really just one. Everybody gets one more start.
And I guess it is just one, huh?
We got one more week of spring training, and then it's real games.
They're not going to have two more in them still?
I don't think. Like, if they pitch this weekend, they get one more. They get one more.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
It's going to mean a lot. But either way. Cool, cool. So that pretty much wraps up everything we want to talk about today, I think. Anything else that you wanted to bring up?
No, I think we're good. I think the offense is looking good. Like, the offense looks like they're ready for opening day. Right now, it's just kind of figuring out those last few pieces, like who's going to win that final bench spot. And actually, there's a couple bench spots I think that are up for grabs. You know, that backup infielder, backup outfielder. I think Triolo has put his claim in for a spot. But that last outfield spot, you know, do you go Olivares? Do you go Bay? Palacios? There's a few options they could roll with. So yeah, that's kind of the final battles going on right now.
I like it. And Chad makes some good points too. Like, it's nice talking about those battles opposed to like, who's your number one or two starter? You know, like, at least there's something. Now, rotation a little bit more, but like, especially more in the batting lineup and such. Like, there's some really good parts here. Some competent baseballs ahead of us. So it's coming quickly. We have a big announcement to make on the 20th, which is Wednesday, which is actually our next post-game show. So tune in on the 20th for that announcement. And yeah, like, we're ramping up. We got three post-game shows scheduled for this week: Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. Is that what it is? Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah.
Okay. It's on our next page here that when we go out.
Yeah.
Just verbally, I couldn't remember, but okay. But yeah, so, and we'll have our, you know, NS9 Live on Thursday, post games rest of the week. We're out of here. Appreciate y'all for watching. We'll see y'all later. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go, Bucks.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Next, don't give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Next, don't give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, it'll be the spot for everyone. From book club to game night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.